Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court has won, defeating President Donald Trump's endorsed challenger. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Liberal Judge Susan Crawford defeated conservative Judge Brad Schimel last night, and it was not the nail-biter many expected. She won by about 9 points. Her lead was clear within about half an hour of polls closing. Her election night watch party was at the Park Hotel on Madison's Capitol Square, and when the race was called, the crowd erupted.
Elon Musk can kiss her ass.
And that really was the theme of the night. Analysts say this was our first real test to see how Wisconsinites and America overall feel about Donald Trump's first couple months in office, and by extension, what they think of Elon Musk.
As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. And we won!
Anna Wilson voted for Crawford.
We deserve this moment after the election in November, and we proved him wrong.
Meanwhile, Brad Schimel conceded the race at his watch party in Pewaukee. The first real sign of trouble for Schimel was that he wasn't performing as well in the WOW counties, usually considered conservative strongholds. He'd been running for 16 months.
It wasn't what I wanted to do. I mean, all of you've heard me say this 1,000 times. I didn't want to do this. But I knew it was important, and I knew I had to put my all in.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will continue to have 4 liberal justices and 3 conservative justices. It'll stay that way until at least the next election in 2028.
Wisconsin's Democratic-backed state education chief Jill Underly has won re-election. Underly defeated her Republican-aligned opponent Brittany Kinzer Tuesday. Underly will guide policies affecting K-12 schools as superintendent during President Donald Trump's second term. Underly was first elected in 2021 and ran as a champion of public schools. Wisconsin is the only state where voters elect the top education official, but there is no state board of education. That gives the superintendent broad authority to oversee education policy, from disbursing school funding to managing teacher licensing. In local races on Tuesday, there were 2 races in the town of Bloom. Jerry Kratzenberg Sr. defeated Bradford McCauley 106-91 for town board supervisor. And Laura Hinnick defeated Sean Murphy Lopez 111-88 for town treasurer. There were 3 races in Buena Vista Township. Residents chose 2 board supervisors from a list of 4 vying for the position. They were Gordon Brockway, Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter, Zachary Tomei, and Jake Kleckner. The top 2 vote-getters elected were Gordon Brockway with 280 votes and Zachary Tomei with 227. Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter received 200 votes and Jake Kleckner received 179 votes. 2 people were vying for Buena Vista Town Clerk. Melissa Allen was elected with 316 votes to Van Nelson's 305. Barbara Brockway was elected town treasurer for Buena Vista, defeating Angela Larson 322 to 311. In the town of Dayton, voters elected Gary Manning to serve as town board chairperson. Manning defeated Cheryl Dull 179 to 137. 2 supervisors were elected from a field of 4. Voters chose Kurt Monson with 166 votes and Paul Perkins with 143 votes to serve. Andy Hofer received 127 votes and James Lingle received 106. Voters in the village of Muscadet saw 2 races on their ballot, one for village president between John Imhoff and Eric Johnson. John Imhoff defeated Eric Johnson 259 votes to 184. 3 trustee positions were elected. Voters chose between Michael Hill, Douglas Meyer, Kim Seifert, and Eric Johnson. The top 3 vote-getters were Douglas Meyer with 265, Kim Seifert with 253, and Mike Hill with 252. Eric Johnson received 188 votes. It was close, but the River Valley School referendum passed. The district asked residents to approve exceeding the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025-26 school year. $4,750,000 for the 2026-27 school year and $5.2 million for the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the cost of maintaining educational programs and maintenance of the district. Voters approved the referendum 50.4% to 49.6%, or 2,275 votes to 2,238, a difference of only 37 votes. In an even closer race, residents approved a referendum for the Riverdale School District. Voters approved an operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit to pay operating expenses by $767,500 for the 2025-26 school year and the 2026-27 school year, and by $1,155,000 per year, beginning with the 2027-28 school year and ending with the 2029-30 school year, for non-recurring purposes to maintain instructional programs, staffing, technology, transportation, and facilities management. The tax impact per $100,000 of assessed property will be an increase of $106 or $8.83 per month. Referendum passed by only 13 votes, 891 in favor to 878 against. The Weston School District's operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $1.5 million per year for 3 years, beginning with the 2025-26 school year and ending with the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes, consisting of ongoing operational expenses, including educational programming, failed 53% to 47%. There were 479 no votes cast to 424 yes votes. The Viroqua School District referendum requesting to exceed the revenue limit by $2.6 million over 2 years passed with 2,244 yes votes to 1,615 no votes. And residents of the New Lisbon School District approve a referendum question, 868 to 844 votes. Voters in the Baraboo School District said no to a capital referendum. The district was asking for $69.9 million to address elementary facilities needs, including renovating and expanding Al Bierman East and Gordon L. Wilson Elementary Schools. The referendum would also enhance safety and security at elementary buildings and fund high-priority capital maintenance projects, such as boiler replacements, plumbing upgrades, and electrical system improvements, as well as support the district's new full-day four-year-old kindergarten program. The referendum failed 1,851 to 1,422. The Baraboo School District also had four people vying for two seats on the school board. Unofficially, Karen Nelson and Ken Ziegler were voted in with 1,512 and 1,458 votes, respectively. Eleanor Elaine Vida received 1,051 votes, and Kevin Vodak received 1,013. Elsewhere in the races for Baraboo Alderperson in District 3, Bryant Hazard defeated Travis Weisner, 262 votes to 190. And in a close one in District 9, Mary Kathleen Thoreau received 245 votes to Brett Toppin's 243. And in the Village of Avoca for president, Adam Linz defeated Veronica Harris, 99 votes to 98.